We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
He's not only the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, He is our Father. Because Jesus Himself said in the verses we read from John's Gospel, "In that day ye shall ask me nothing, but whatsoever ye shall ask the Father." So you're to pray to the Father, your Father, in the name of Jesus. "Whatsoever ye ask the Father in my name, He will give it you. Hitherto you've asked nothing in my name, ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." So then prayer becomes conversation.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, "Knowing God as Your Father," next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Brother Hagin for today's message.
I don't know anyone any better to have a conversation with than my Father. I don't know anyone anywhere any better to talk things over with than my Father. I don't know anybody to come to with family problems better than the Father. Amen. I said amen. Now, you know, from the natural standpoint, you know my story. From the natural standpoint, my father left when I was young. And I never knew what it meant to have a father, a dad, you see, in the natural I'm talking about. And I just didn't know. I missed something there. But I see a lot, you know, in my own children. And then here at Rhema. And a lot of folks, you know, a lot of these people, you know, and graduates and alumni, they call me dad, mom. And I've had some of them to come to me, you know, and say more times than once. And say, "Dad, I just don't have anybody else to go to. And they got problems." Oh, I'm so glad we've got a father we can go to. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. I bow my knees under the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family. When you have family problems, you can talk it over with the head of the family. Amen. The Father. Talk it over with Him. Glory to God. So we can talk with Him just as simply as we talk with loved ones in this life. And so this minister said, you know, he was just having a conversation. Said he wasn't even praying. Said he's having a conversation with somebody. And I kept looking, trying to see who it was. There wasn't anybody in the room. Said he acted like he's talking to God. This preacher said. Well, said he acted like God was just right there. Oh, I'm so glad he is. I said, I'm so glad he is. Praise God. And he'd talk and then he'd listen. Prayer should be more, dear friends, than just a monologue you doing all the talking. You can talk to him and he'll talk to you. Somebody said, well, how does he talk to you? How do you know you're saved? Well, somebody said, I don't know whether I am or not. Well, get saved and then you'll know. Praise God. Are you listening to me? You see, when you get saved, when you get born again, there's an inward witness in there. That's one way that he talks to you, is through an inward witness and an inward conviction. Hallelujah. Sometimes it even becomes an inward voice. We call it sometimes a still small voice. Then sometimes the Holy Ghost will speak more plainly to us. But if you learn to fellowship with him through the word first, then through prayer, your spirit will become trained through the word of God, and after a while your spirit will know the voice. My children know my voice, and a stranger they'll not follow. Can you say amen? You see, friends, on the ground of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God. Hallelujah. He is the divine Son of God. Praise God. Now, the Bible says we're sons of God, but it don't say we're divine sons of God. But we are sons of God. We've been born again, you see. But he stands in a class by himself. Glory to God. The divine Son of God, on the ground of the finished work of the death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and seating at the right hand of the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, the great God, the great creator of the universe, became our Father. And that almost staggers a human mind, doesn't it? I don't think we really comprehend that. He became our Father. I bow my knees unto the Father. Hallelujah. He's not only the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, He is our Father. Because Jesus Himself said in the verses we read from John's Gospel, in that day ye shall ask me nothing, but whatsoever ye shall ask the Father. So you're to pray to the Father, your Father, in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, He will give it you. Hitherto you've asked nothing in my name, ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. So then prayer becomes conversation between the Father and His child. Praise God. Thank God. You see, the Lord longs for our companionship. He longs for our fellowship. He wants to bear our burdens. He wants to carry our loads. We pointed out that the Bible said, cast in all of your care. Peter said that, 1 Peter 5:7, upon Him, for He careth for you. Well, thank God He does. And then that great scripture that I love so well and so much in Philippians 4:6. King James said, be careful for nothing. Now, that's a little bit blind. You just don't get that in our way of talking. Another modern translation said, do not fret. I understand that, don't you? Do not fret. Or have any anxiety about anything. Well, what are you going to do then if you can't worry? What are you going to do then if you can't fret and get all hot under the collar? What are you going to do? Now, notice what it says. But in everything. Hallelujah. Notice those two words in this verse. Anything and everything. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Amen. I don't know many people that's got there yet. I've been tempted a lot. But I'm not going to yield to it. Amen. I settled that with the Lord July the 4th, 1933. 6 p.m. in the evening of July the 4th, 1933. Said, Lord, if you'll forgive me for fretting, you'll forgive me for worrying, you'll forgive me for having the blues, you forgive me for feeling sorry for myself. And I was bedfast. This is the fourth month I'm bedfast. I promise you, and I know you will forgive me because you said you would. I promise you from this day forward, I'll never worry again. I'll never fret again. I'll never have the blues again. I'll never be discouraged again. Well, thank God He forgave me. The peace of God came on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Years have come and gone, and I haven't fretted, and I haven't worried, not once, and I haven't had the blues, and I haven't been discouraged. Hallelujah. Oh, I've passed up some marvelous opportunities. I've passed up some marvelous opportunities. I've been sorely tempted. But I remembered my commitment. I remembered my consecration. And I'll tell you, this is just so much better. I just like it so much better. Praise God. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. Now, I know you pastors, you may think, well, he can say that. He's not a pastor. I pastored nearly 12 years. Now, you won't have to be too brilliant, too smart. In 12-year time, you'd just learn a few things, nothing else. You'd just stumble over them, fall down over a few things, you know. But I just simply followed the same practices of pastors I did otherwise. I remember just as a 21-year-old boy, my wife and I just first married. and we took a full gospel church in the Blackland, North Central Texas, I'll tell you, I thought all the problems of the world existed in that church. You never saw, and I pastored others too, and I'm convinced that was the biggest problem church I've ever seen. And I didn't know with my inexperience, what do you do about it? Something ought to be done. So I just had a little conversation with the Father, my Father, and said, Father, something ought to be done, but I don't know what to do. In my inexperience and immaturity, I don't know what to do. Something ought to be said. There's so many problems existed, but I don't know what to say. In my inexperience and immaturity, I don't know what to say. And so you said, cast all your care. Well, now this is my care. I've got my responsibility. I'm going to prepare myself. I'm going to study. I'm going to be ready to preach. I'm going to preach the word. I'm going to visit the sick. I'm going to help those that need help. I'm going to treat everybody alike. And I'm not going to worry. I'm going to turn it over to you. If the church catches on fire, I'm going to tell them, don't you wake me up. Just let it burn down. We'll build a bigger one.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, coming up is a special day, a special Sunday, May the 5th, that is International Rhema Day.
Yes.
What is that about, honey?
Well, actually, what it is to pray for Rhema. Well, that includes the school, the staff, the students, everyone.
Yes.
And then, as an individual, as a church or a business,
yes,
you can support financially that day. A special offering
for Rhema Bible Training College.
For Rhema Bible Training College.
Yes.
And so another thing you can do is share Rhema Bible Training College with other people.
Yes.
International Rhema Day came about because Dad was saying that a lot of places, a lot of schools have a day, a Sunday, in which all of the churches that are involved and all the people that are involved with them, they have a special day. They give an offering, especially for the school.
Yes.
And so we started that years and years ago. He started that. We've continued it. And it's been a tremendous blessing in us helping the camp, keep the campus up, help us to keep the tuition low so that we can train more people to go all over the world.
Yes.
And so that's what International Rhema Day is. And we welcome you to go to rhema.org/IRD and become a part of supporting Rhema. We have 290 campuses.
Yes.
All over the world.
That's right.
So 54 nations.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his classic teaching, Knowing God as Your Father. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.